This is the Uncensored Voice. No bullshit, just real shit.
Discussing things that will stir the pot.
Talking to my wife the other day, she's extremely liberal, right? My wife is extremely liberal. And I told her a story about that black woman who flipped me off because I was wearing I had the American flag on my truck. And all of a sudden her tone changed. She's like, why is it okay for her to be racist? You know, obviously she's a liberal. That's what she's saying. Obviously she's a liberal. You know, if she's like that, there's no reason for her to be racist like that towards you. I'm like, well, you know, not everyone's like that who's black, but unfortunately they think it's okay. They think it's acceptable.
Yeah. And I'll be honest with you, Ricky. I'm honestly not a racist at all. I'm not. I've had a lot of African-American friends, you know, friends of all races, but when I see the hypocrisy and I see the double standards, like it's okay for them to be racist and do racist things, say racist things, but not for us to even own a business or go to the same college, you know, by our birthright, you know, we were born white. So that makes us inherently racist, like critical race theory is teaching. A lot of people, professors pushing that, which is complete garbage. Critical race theory is complete garbage. So is Black Lives Matter. I mean, it's all if you look at it, what it's doing, it is Marxist tactics from Karl Marx, creating racial division that supplements the communist takeover of the Democrats.
Yeah. Well, you know, like I said, I think I told you before, I used to work with a police officer. She was brand new. She had just started with us. And she'd been with us maybe about a year. And I overheard her talking to another young lady. She was like 22, 23. I heard her talking to another young lady. And she said that she wants to try, this is when Bernie was running, that she wants to try to go socialist and see what happens to our country. She wants to give it a try. And I had mentioned to her, I said, well, you know what happened with the USSR, right? You know how they collapsed and they collapsed in on themselves. Things didn't work right. And they're still trying to bounce back, trying to get their economy back on the feet. And her response was, what's the USSR? You didn't know what that was. So my response to that was, well, if you don't know enough about history to know that it's not a good thing and it doesn't work, then maybe you shouldn't offer up opinions on how the country should be run. And she was like, no. And that's when she came back with, I think anybody over 60 years old shouldn't be allowed to vote because there's a dying generation. They shouldn't be allowed to vote in our country. You know, this is the way a lot of millennials think, unfortunately.
I think what a lot of it amounts to is many people, they think with their emotions. They're emotionally driven. So they want to do what feels right, what feels good. They want to, wherever their emotions take them, they're just dragged with it. They have abandoned logical reasoning, moral reasoning, in integrity, values. They're really driven by their emotions. They're doing what they want to do, what they seem is right. That's why, I mean, if you study liberal logic, I mean, it's just, it's a little crazy what they do, what they believe, and how they operate, how they speak, and their ideologies. I mean, a lot of it just doesn't make any sense at all, and they call that liberal logic. I mean, it's pretty interesting, actually.
Well, it's, to me, the only thing I can equate it to, and you hear people, you hear me and other people say sheep, or sheeple, hear that all the time. But to me, it looks like they have no backbone or a leader, and they're looking for a leader to tell them what to do, when to wipe their nose, when to wipe their ass, what clothes to wear, when they're allowed to go to work, when they're allowed to go to the, you know, to the swim park. Tell me what to do, daddy. Tell me what to do, big brother. And I think they're desperate for it, especially the younger generation. They are desperate for it. They're desperate to be told what to do by the government. And that's why so many people voted. Not that there was enough to vote him in, don't get me wrong, but that's why so many people voted for this moron, because they want to be told what to do by their big daddies.
Yeah. I mean, I think critical thinking has gone out the window for the most part, too.
It's gone. Like, yeah.
America's in a bad way. I mean, I was really entertaining the idea of starting, like, like a political movement where we meet like once or twice a week, and we just talk about these topics, these subjects, these issues, educate each other about why socialism and communism is bad, why it has failed, and why capitalist is a much better economic strategy or economic state. And therefore, it'll affect our voting to vote in people who are stand for the Constitution and stand for the American dream, as opposed to just turning it into a socialist, communist, or fascist nightmare.
Well, I do know that a lot of Hispanics, they want to vote Democrat. Doesn't matter what, you know, how bad the person is who's running Democrat. Doesn't matter how bad their ideas, because they don't research their ideas before they vote for them. They just simply vote Democrat, right? Well, the problem with that is, you know, they vote in someone, you know, like Biden, right? Who doesn't know what the hell he's doing. Although he didn't really get voted in, he cheated himself in. But they vote for that kind of person. Not because they know what he's doing or what he wants to do or what he says he's going to do, but because he's a Democrat. And I've spoken to several of these liberals who simply vote Democrat because that's something that their mommies and their daddies did. Well, have you heard of what was it called? Was it the Lexit? No, is it? You know what I'm talking about?
Lexit?
Was it Lexit? Where they're trying to educate Hispanics on how bad it is to go Democrat, to vote Democrat, when you don't even know what you're voting for. And a lot of Hispanics actually have the viewpoints of conservatives. They don't even realize it. And they still vote Democrat because that's what their mommies and their daddies and their aunts and uncles have always voted. You know what I'm referring to?
Yes, I do believe I've heard of it. I think there's been a few initiatives like that targets racial groups for political advantage. Yeah. So I know there's a lot of programs out there like that. And Texit actually, or Lexit, I mean, it actually sounds familiar.
I want to say that's what it is. I don't remember exactly what I'm hearing. Basically, from what I understand, it's educating Hispanics on what their viewpoints actually are. So let's say I've always voted Democrat because my mommy and daddy have always voted Democrat. And they told me when I was growing up, vote Democrat. Doesn't matter what the issues are, just vote Democrat. But I believe in the Second Amendment. I believe in law enforcement. I believe in, you know, closing the border to keep us safe from, you know, the illegals bringing in drugs and bringing in disease and all that stuff. I believe in all these things, but I still vote Democrat because my mommy and daddy have always voted Democrat because I don't really know the issues. But I haven't really paid attention to all these illegals coming over, knocking down people's fences and killing their animals so they can eat and taking their livestock and leaving corpses behind, right? I don't even really know this stuff because my mommy and daddy have always voted Democrat. So It's an initiative to get people to open their eyes, from what I understand, right? So I think we need more stuff like that. Open your eyes. You know, if you open the person's eyes, and I've known a couple of people who vote Democrat who actually are starting to open their eyes because they're seeing all the stuff that's happening. They're seeing all the hate and the horrible things that are happening to our country because of the Democratic way. Not because of Democratic Party, let me put it that way, because people vote liberal, right? People vote, you know, for liberal ideas. These are the things that they're trying to do, from what I understand.
Yeah, I think you're right. And you know what? I think it is a herd mentality. Like, people, they think a certain way, they support Democrats, they support these communist policies and practices that look like the Chinese Communist Party in America operating there in the White House. What they're doing, they're following a herd mentality, and they're doing what they think is popular and in what is popularly acceptable. So they lack the ability, the mental cognitive ability, to critically think about the differences and depths of substance and content of subjects. So they're not looking at the moral aspects or spiritual aspects or any kind of deep-rooted psychological aspects of whether something's good or evil, using the human conscience to discern what is morally ethically good, what is morally ethically evil. They are going with what they think is popular, driven by their emotions, the herd mentality. They listen to the wrong information flows of media sources, CNN, Communist News Network,
I mean, they have a lot of factors stacked against their favor as far as they're being fed disinformation and they're not seeking the truth. They're not thinking about it enough to make the best decision. Because, I mean, I'm pretty sure a lot of the people who actually lived in communist countries, not socialist Nazi Germany, socialist Venezuela, communist Cuba, communist China, North Korea, a lot of the people who went through that, they don't like it. They don't like starving. You know, it's not fun at all. And people suffer during that. I mean, if they could just really educate the American people, educate liberals about the dangers of these political systems that they went through or their parents or grandparents went through, I think that could be a positive driver of good change.
Well, I mean, it's so obvious to me and everyone else who has connected brain cells. Why are they wanting to come over to our country and escape that oppressive government if it's such a good government to have? You know, it makes no sense. If our millennial generation, and not all millennials, but if our millennial generation thinks that it is great to have a socialist society or have a communist society, why are they trying to come over here and get away from it? It makes no sense. I mean, right? It's as simple as that.
I'm hearing reports that it's not only people from South America trying to cross the southern border, the Mexico border to the U.S. I mean, it's some people from Africa, different countries like that. They're getting over here somehow. They're crossing the border. So a lot of, you know, foreigners are seeing the opportunity with this, and they're coming over regardless if they have COVID or not. They're just coming because they want the opportunity. They want all the free stuff that Joe Biden's given them. And for them to get more of that free stuff, they'll most likely vote for him. And that's why he's letting them in, like we talked about earlier. But it's not just South Americans coming over. It's people from different countries. And that it's all a big con job. And for them to boost up their voter numbers, really.
That's all it's about. It's the only reason why he's letting them in is to be contrary to Trump and to boost his numbers. And he sees a win-win situation, so that's what he's going with. And that's what Kamala wants, and that's what everybody else wants. It's a win-win situation. You're going to get more voters, and you're going to be screwing what Trump wanted to do to begin with. Well, let's go ahead and do it, right? Well, you're hurting the American people. You're hurting the people. It's scaring people, and not me and you, obviously, but it's scaring people into the herd mentality, like you said. Tell me what to do, government. Tell me to wear a mask, and I'll wear it. You know, that kind of stuff. It's a psyop. Psyop. You know, it's just scaring people into doing what you want them to do.
Yeah, it's a big psychological operation. Yeah, I really believe it is. Honestly, do. I don't know. There's information inflows through the senses, and information outflows. Information outflows become information inflows. So whatever people hear on the news, they parrot that and tell their families and friends. So if you can spin a narrative on multiple news channels all saying the same thing, you're more likely to control the population, do what you want them to do. The subtle messages that you're giving, tone of voice, inflection, all these things that combine into a psychological operation to get people thinking in a certain direction that's advantageous to you.
Well, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Well, do you remember the, who was it? Well, I want to say Orson Welles, who did the War of the Worlds back in the 50s, the radio. He did that little radio, scared people. It scared people, and they didn't do it to, you know, to control the population or control the world, but they did it, and they did it as a stunt, and it actually worked. People got scared. Well, people aren't going to fall for that stupid crap anymore, right? Wrong. They're falling for it. You know, they're falling for this crap. Now, I'm not saying that COVID's not real and people aren't dying, but most of the people who are getting sick and dying have a very compromised immune system to begin with. They get the flu, they're probably going to die anyway. If they get, you know, a cold really, really bad, you know, it might compromise their immune system or their respiratory system, and they might die anyway. These are the people who have been dying. the only people that I know who have been dying from this, and you can say, oh, they're nice and they were nice and healthy. Well, maybe, but probably not. The only people who I know who have been dying, who have died from this, not gotten sick, but have died, had pretty bad immune systems together. But they were pretty darn bad. I worked with an officer. This is pretty bad. He was overweight. He had high blood pressure. He had diabetes. He had pretty much everything you can think about them. And he got sick and died. He's one of the first people that I know who died. I work with two guys who I know got it, and you know, it was kind of like mild cold. They didn't even have a temperature. Matter of fact, my neighbor got it, and he's something, 50, mid-60s. He didn't even get a temperature. He got COVID. He was diagnosed with COVID, and of course, he's fine. So not saying that it's not real. Just saying that most of the people who are getting sick and dying are going to die from the flu too, you know?
And isn't it mostly like older people who actually, they die from COVID just because they're so old, their immune system is old, and it makes them more susceptible to dying. It increases their chances and percentage of dying from it. And they're older. That's why healthy young adults, people below 50, people below 40, I mean, 98% survival rate from this virus. And like we talked on previous shows, it's been spun out of proportion through mainstream media, mind control hysteria, to be something much more dangerous than what it really is. It's not that dangerous. All these lockdowns, it's not justified. And if they really cared about people's lives, like they want to save lives with the vaccines and now with the masks and the lockdowns, if they cared about people's lives, they would have put a stop to abortion a long time ago. Abortion in America, the American Holocaust, abortion has killed millions of human fetuses. And they're not stopping that, but they sure are doing all these political control tactics with the lockdowns, mask, and now these new vaccine mandates. This tells us it's not just about saving lives. It's about them getting their way, what they want to do with how much control they can exert on us.
Well, if the government cared so much about saving lives, then they would give away free insulin. Then they would give away free vaccines that could save people's lives, right? Not just the COVID thing. So it's not that the government cares about you. It's that they want to continue to push the narrative so they can control you. Most of the media, like CNN and all these other idiot media companies, what they do is they live for stories so they can publish. They live for accidents. They're ambulance chasers. I know people out there have heard the term ambulance chasers. They're ambulance chasers. They live for this kind of crap. And the longer they can continue to have this kind of crap, the more they can put out there, the more reports they can do, the more special, you know, breaking into your show and talking about it. You're watching Judge Judy, and they want to break in and say, hey, special report, 10 people died of COVID over at this, you know, senior center, what have you. The more they can push it, the more they get to, you know, make that extra money by putting out more reports and become more popular in the eyes of the scared sheeple. And there's no question that's what it is. If a busload of nuns turned over and burned the other day and all the nuns died, well, okay, they'd have a story for a week. The story's over. But if it was a busload of nuns died from COVID and COVID's all around America, well, they can talk about that for months and months and months. That's just what they're looking for. They're looking for stuff that they can continue to talk about over and over and over again.
Yeah, you're right. And they tell stories, new stories that fit their narrative, fit their agenda of the Democrats and pretty much their communist takeover. And what I found is, just like with a lot of different things in life, it's not just one factor, like one. No, it's like multiple factors combined. And we see, you know, critical race theory, Black Lives Matter, Antifa. We see social media being a big paradigm shift factory, where people's minds are changed on it every day from reading new information. And all these different factors, you know, the Jen Psaki or whoever the White House spokesperson is, who answers questions every day. All these different factors are contributing to the fall of Western civilization. Some came in slow, some came in fast, but definitely in the past year and a half, since 2020, a lot of things started really amping up and combining and being accelerated with their communist takeover. They have really amped up efforts, and I think a lot of this is noticeable. Some people are blind to it, but essentially we see all these multiple combined factors trying to shift people's minds and thought patterns into this socialist, communist, fascist fantasy land to get us to think the way they want us to think so they can have the power and win. So I think, go ahead.
Well, I think what it comes down to mostly, besides closing the borders, what I suggest, right? But what I think what it comes down to is the younger generation just doesn't know history because they don't really teach much of it in school, at least about this stuff. And since they don't know what has gone wrong in this world, they don't know how to avoid that part that's gone wrong. So the old adage, you don't know where you've been, you don't know where you're going to, right? So they don't know the evils that are out there. They're unaware of them because they're never taught these things in school. They never taught these things in school. They want to experience them first. They want to experience them. They're going to put you and me in that hot seat, you know?
Yeah, and you know what? In my personal experience of going to American elementary schools, American middle schools, American high school, I was only taught the Constitution in one class in seventh. I think it was about eighth grade. That's it. Only time I really ever remember learning the Constitution. We had to recite it. We had to speak it. That's the only time, one class.
The entire Constitution, though? Or just a preamble?
I think it was the Constitution. Could have been both. Well, remember, I'm a little fuzzy on that, but...
you're a little bit younger than me. I can tell you that when I was in school... I was actually one of the kids, I started in elementary and went all the way into junior high. I was one of the kids who actually raised a flag in the morning, pulled the flag up on the rope in the morning and brought it down before school let out when the sun started to go down at 4:30 or whatever it is, started to bring it down. And every single day in class, the very first class, we would put our hands over our heart, recite the Pledge of Allegiance. Nobody complained, and we had people from Mexico who were in our class. Sometimes they would just stand with their hands, you know, clasped between their legs or behind their back, but they still stood because they weren't disrespectful like these Olympians are, right? Or like Kaepernick is, right? They actually would, you know, just be respectful. They'd stand and they'd face the flag, or they'd just stand and face forward. And then the rest of us would, you know, say the pledge. But I know we did all that. Now, we actually never did the Constitution or the preamble or anything like that. The actually kind of funny thing, how I learned about the preamble was Star Trek, the original series. Do you remember that episode in Star Trek, the original series, where they actually had talked about the preamble? That's how I first learned about it. I think I was 5. Maybe 6, and that's actually why I learned about it. But in school, we just did the Pledge of Allegiance.
Yeah, it's a patriotic job to have in college, or sorry, high school or school. But I'm just really thinking, do you remember when, I think it was 2001, when the terrorists flew those planes in the Twin Towers.
Yes.
Everyone got all patriotic, started flying American flags.
Hey guys, that was part 2 of my interview with J.C. Hollis, and we talk a little bit about how the country has been run into the poo-poo hole because of Biden's crap that he's been pulling.
Thanks for listening to The Uncensored Voice.
Make sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. And remember, on The Uncensored Voice, we tell it like it is.
So be safe, my friends, and may God bless America.